It is wild to me the send-up he's getting from the Giants. I do think Kevin will have some success in New York. It might not be, it might be as much as Brian Daboll had, which is a playoff win and a playoff trip. I don't think Kevin's going to go there and fall flat on his face. I think it really helps that I think he has Jackson Dart, and I think he likes Jackson Dart. So I'm not projecting Kevin's going to be an abject disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, they hated Pat Shurmur in New York as much for off-the-field reasons as they did football reasons, because Pat said nothing and was a bland personality.
Yeah, and if you don't say it in New York, they'll say it for you. And yes, that gets really, a lot of people, they tire on that very, very quickly. But Fanta did notice, or at least point out, that right now they're looking for a calming presence. They're looking for someone that is basically just going to, and that, Stefanski is that. You can say a lot of things just about Stefanski, but that man...
But isn't that... So this is my concern.
He's not human Red Bull.
I think the worst coaching searches are, I'm looking for a coach that wasn't our last coach.
Which in many ways is kind of what this coaching search for ourselves is turning into,
I don't think it's a good one. Like, for instance... Well, okay, for instance, I personally don't want a guy just because he's called plays.
No, but
plays
think about,
and people
think about how many people have gone and said leader of men, and you've been one of these people, right? Yeah. Leader of men, and where does that come from? The idea that Stefanski was the opposite of a leader of men.
But he could be a leader of men and have called plays.
But I think,
you know what I mean?
For sure. But
like,
I think,
I'm not going to throw him out because, well, he's an offensive coordinator or whatever.
No, but I think we do this. I think we do this in all areas of life, too, by the way. If all of a sudden we're in a relationship and that one was missing for some reason, something, next relationship, you probably want that person to fulfill whatever you thought you were missing. Like, I think it's a human nature thing.
Yeah, but
and so it's understandable why Giants fans would be thinking that was chaos. Let's get back to normal, even if it's not something that you should think about long term.
Yeah, but I think it's just, again, I'm not saying the Giants are doing this. I'm not saying New York media is doing this. There is an element of that's a little reductive. That's a little bit of a reductive reason to want Kevin Stefanski, right? Like, now listen, if you say, I think Kevin Stefanski and Jackson Dart fit together.
I do think it's one of the reasons why he is as desired as he is. Like, Stefanski, I don't think is a great head coach by any stretch of the measure. I maintain he's only as good as whatever roster will basically be able to uplift him or take him down. But he does the other things really right.
I think to some degree, Kevin is Kevin is not a media construction. Kevin does things well as a head coach, even if it's not being a leader of men, even if I think his communication, I think we saw a lot of evidence that he's not a naturally great communicator, where he just, his message goes all the way down and everybody's kind of on the same page. Those are things I think you have to be a great head coach. I think Kevin's a good head coach, but I think this narrative of Kevin as the favorite for the, that's a media, this is a media aided thing. And I get it. I really will not be rooting against Kevin Stefanski. And that's another thing that John said. I think it's entirely possible to root for the Browns to get the right guy and root for the next head coach and root for Kevin to have whatever the most success he's going to be able to have elsewhere. It's not going to be great if he does really well and the Browns do poorly, but it's on the table because it's the Browns, for the love of God. But I just continue to look back at this and it shouldn't be open and shut for Kevin in New York. That's ridiculous. Like, that's I really am uncomfortable with basically greasing the skids for any coach. And it's just and it's everybody that I've heard in New York media that is just, I guess it's Stefanski. There's something about this to me from the New York side that feels very, there's a lack of thought to me that
I'm trying to find out what the big driving stake is for you here, because I think it's just an easy connecting of the dots. If he is the bell of the ball in this coaching search,
well, but there's,
and the Giants are always,
I don't
always
think he should be the bell of the ball.
They're always going to perceive them. So, well, who is the bell of the ball?
There isn't. I don't think there has to be a bell of the ball. I think here's the thing: when you project a bell of the ball, when you project a he's Vrabel of this class or he's the Ben Johnson of this class, and there's no one that actually fits that mold, I think you're gonna screw yourself over really easily. Like, there is nobody.
Well, I think you're making a Ben
Kevin.
Johnson, you're making Vrabel, you're not doing this right. But I do think in every coaching search, there's somebody that is perceived to be the best of the group or the most favorited son, whatever you want to call it.
There's no coach in this class worth not doing a real coaching search.
No, and they'll do a real coaching search for. I'm sure they will. But
why is everybody acting like it's a done deal?
I think,
and the contract's
been signed? This is clearly what they want. I mean, fans get to be this way.
So, and I agree, by the way. So I'm not arguing with you. Yeah. I just think it's interesting if they've already decided they want Stefanski.
I mean, think about the guy we had on
before, and you haven't interviewed the guy.
Think about the guy we had on from Tennessee.
Wild. Like, this is not, he has not had the kind of success of like, well, I haven't talked to him yet, but he's the guy.
No, but there are certain searches you can have where you're like, well, if this guy became open, we just did this with Harbaugh at 320.
Do you mean a guy that's won a Super Bowl? No, 13 playoff games in his career?
You can look at a head coach and say, I love this fit. I love this. If this happens, I'm thrilled. And I think that's what Giants fans are doing right now. We disagree with it because we don't think that much of Stefanski. But you can, as a fan, sit there and say, yeah, this is my dream scenario. Yeah, this is what I want to play out.
I think that's
what Giants fans are doing right now.
Isn't that point of the media, though? Isn't this where the media has to wake up and be like, well, he did have 8 wins in 2 years.
They don't want to. And listen, we know it because we lived it.
But can we just admit it? That's crazy.
Well, I think we have been, me and you, for a while. We've been admitting that this is crazy, the whole entire thing. The fact that I watched a lot of FS1, as you know, and I heard all sorts of different hosts yesterday going through how the Browns are Brownsing this thing up again. National media members talking about how Stefanski's this and Stefanski's that. And I wanted to like message some of these guys and be like, here's the real rub on this.
Well,
they don't want to hear it.
I'll tell you right now.
They don't want to hear it.
I will predict it, unless it'll be Ken. FAN will not have somebody from Cleveland on to talk about this because they've already made up their mind that Kevin Stefanski's the right guy and they don't want to hear anything to the contrary. They don't.
Well, that's bad. That's bad radio by them, because if I were them, I'd be dying to have someone like us come on and poke holes in all the little ways that they think that Stefanski's good. And this is Cleveland guy coming
in
here.
That's you and I.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's just how we think.
Yeah,
but that's not most.
In fairness,
make for good
radio. Not most radio guys. I just, you know, big bad WFAN, and they're just going to go out there and speak. Two-time coach of the year. Okay, that's a reason to hire a guy. Yep, a bunch of writers got together and voted for an award. And by the way, it's like a tie with D'Amico Ryan's the second year. But I'm going to trust NFL writers who I'm sure watch every single game in the NFL. Hey, offensive mind.
I mean,
have you seen the offenses?
This just seems like the same convo we've been having for months now, where it's like the national media just doesn't, they're not on the same page with where we are locally with Kevin Stefanski.
Well, but I think it's listen, every single coach in this coaching search, I think as us, the station, I think there's going to be some guys I might gravitate to. You're going to gravitate towards other guys. I don't expect us all to be on the same page, but no matter who's there, there's going to be reasons you hire him, and there's going to be reasons you don't. I'm seeing Stefanski turn into Kyle Shanahan before my eyes with this gilded path to the Giants head
right,
coach.
And they're lying to themselves in many ways.
And it is bat bleep crazy.
They're trying to convince
that you're
themselves.
Doing this.
They're desperate. They're trying to convince themselves
but,
of this. And
but you
it's
don't
fine.
Have to be desperate.
If you're the Giants, what do you think they are?
Anyone that is desperate can simply take a damn second and go, all right, we're maybe acting out of desperation. We don't need to. And that's what I hope the Browns are doing, by the way. Because I'm seeing these coaching searches happen. And it just, half of these coaching searches just seemed like somebody copy and pasted one of Schefter's tweets from about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And he's like, of course we should interview Lou Anarumo. Why? What makes that guy one of the 10 guys you should talk to? Matt Nagy, what in the blue hell has that guy done as a head coach beyond Pat Shermer?
But this is why Stefanski's getting a little bit of a glow up here, is because you look around and there's not much to excite you.
Well, but again, there are plenty of good, smart football people in the world. Are you trying to win? Are you trying to sell tickets? Are you trying to make fans happy? Are you trying to, this looks like a head coach. This feels like a head coach. I don't know. It seems like a lot of the Stefanski New York thing. Again, Kevin can be successful. And I think in that scenario, I expect Kevin to have some success. I think he likes Jackson Dart. I think liking a quarterback is such a huge thing for head coaches and play callers like Kevin. And I think that's significant. He never had a Malik Nabers here. All right, totally fair. I think that defense has more pieces than people realize. That team shouldn't be a 3-win team next year. At the same point, your process to naming the coach matters as much as who you name as the coach. You have to get the process right. And if you don't, this feels like
thing. We still don't really know their whole process on this. They're interviewing them on Wednesday, but like just because fans and talk stations are getting excited about it.
Reporters are saying.
But it doesn't mean it's done. Yeah, it doesn't mean it's locked in. It doesn't mean it's over.
Reporters aren't doing this off-sourced information.
Did they say it was locked in?
Many people are saying that.
Give me the reporter, and then I'll listen.
Mary Kay calling him the top candidate on the market and saying the Giants are moving fast on Kevin Stefanski.
You said New York people, though. You didn't say Mary Kay. You said New York people.
I was national people. I think it was reacting to the Schefter thing.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, I didn't know this was a done deal with Stefanski to New York. I've heard a lot of people take early victory laps on it, like Orlovsky. I didn't know it was a done deal. And they're clearly, they haven't even done the interview with him yet.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
I know. Like, they haven't done it yet. Like,
the formality. There's what we're going to call it.
You think it's a formality? You think this is that far gone?
That's how people are presenting it. Again, that's how this Kevin is the guy.
I mean, the stem from Fanta saying all his people in New York, and then you saying you listen to New York sports talk radio. Like, we don't know their search. We don't know what they're actually doing. It's not a foregone conclusion.
When he's named as the coach on Friday, do I get to take a victory lap?
Yes, if it happens on Friday, you get a victory lap.
Specifically on Friday?
Yes, Friday.
But if it happens on Saturday, I'm discredited.
Well, they still would have done a whole search, an exhaustive search, if they go 3 weeks from now.
What's an exhaustive search if we know one guy they interview?
If they go 3 weeks from now.
If Kevin Stefanski's a guy, I'm right. 216-474-0092.
If you want to put a burger on it?
Oh, do you want to put a burger on it?
You've made us late for 5 o'clock now. Get a break.
Oh, look at you, Johnny Rulebook over there.
Always.
The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.